This is Living the RV Dream, episode 80 for Friday, December 7th, 2018.
I'm riding in my RV, wherever I want to be, 'cause I'm free in my RV.
Yep, episode 80. It turns out we've done a few of these, huh? And even more amazing than that, December. Can you believe it? December 7th, 2018. And the year just started. It's been a great year, by the way. And on the next episode, or maybe the one after that, I'll do like a year in review, a recap of all the adventures that I've been able to share with you over this year, my first full year as a full-time YouTuber and full-time broadcaster, I mean, podcaster for that matter. Anyways, episode 80 and the year 1980 brings memories, early memories of life. But anyways, that was the Mariel boat lift. And I almost came to the United States on that year, except for a technicality, and the boat that went to Cuba to pick us up. It couldn't pick us up because it had a Panamanian flag or something like that. Some technicality, and I got to spend the next 7 more years in Cuba. So there you go. Totally unrelated anecdote there. Anyway, in today's episode, we're going to have some of your mail, some of your voicemail, and I'm going to have a great interview that I did with Kyle and Olivia of Driving and Vibing. They have a YouTube channel and a blog and all that, and they are musicians, and I met up with them down in southern Alabama last week, and we got to do an interview. We used the video camera microphone, so the audio is not all that great, but it's intelligible. You can understand it, so it's good enough, and I'm going to share that with you towards the end of today's episode. But first, let's hear some of your mail. Joe Painter says,
"What happened to Kia?"
Well, in case you are all new to the community, I've had my travel trailer for a little over 4 years, and for most of those years, I towed it with an old Kia Sorento that I had for many, many years. In fact, she almost turned 15, but old Kia died. I took it to, I mean, it was probably going to die soon anyways, but I took it to this place for maintenance, one of these tire shops, and I said, yeah, they should be okay, right? Not. They killed the original engine on the Kia, and then they installed a new engine with all kinds of delays and complications, and that new engine never quite worked as it should. So eventually they just threw their arms up in the air and said, you know, we can't fix it. They gave me a small settlement. I should have asked for more. But anyways, and then I went ahead and bought me a new truck. But yeah, the old Kia, that's to make a long story short, that's what happened to it. It was old. It had 145,000 miles on it, which would have lasted longer, I think. But I don't think it was going to be a reliable vehicle anymore. Anyway, so now we have a truck, a Chevy Colorado that I've had for about 2 months, and I'm really getting used to it. Good truck. Anyways, we have another message here from Sandy and Mike.
Hi, Robert. Really enjoy your videos. Have you ever done a video on Cedar Key over in the Ocala area? Real pretty area. Keep up your great work. Happy camping.
I'm glad you asked, Sandy, because yes, I was actually very close, but I didn't get to visit Cedar Key. The thing is, it is kind of out of the way, and it was kind of the plan to visit on my way back from this long road trip that I'll tell you all about in a little bit here. But the thing is, I wanted to be in the Cape Canaveral area for the rocket launch. You know, on Tuesday it was scheduled one of the SpaceX spaceships. You know, but the Falcon 9, it was scheduled to be launched at 1:26 p.m., which they did launch it on the next day. They did cancel that launch, but I was able to see it on the next day anyways. But I had that deadline, so I wanted to be in Eastern Florida by Tuesday. And there's never enough time, is there? But one of these days, I am going to visit Cedar Key. I did drive through Ocala on my way east, but I didn't get to stop or do much. But Cedar Key, definitely, I've seen many videos of it, and I will visit probably on my way back on the next road trip, which I'm in the stages of planning it right now. Anyways, as you can probably tell, I'm coming to you from the home office, from the headquarters here in Miami, in between road trips. And this past road trip, 3.5 weeks, it was really good. I don't know where I left off on the last episode of the podcast, what I talked about, because it's been kind of a whirlwind few days, and it's been busy. But anyways, I ended the road trip, of course, in southern Alabama. I did visit Gulf Shores and all that area, but I didn't get a chance to go to Mobile because I wanted to take a ferry that goes from it is called Fort Morgan, and it crosses the Mobile Bay onto the other side. And I wanted to visit some sites on that side and then go up to Mobile. But the thing is, the ferry runs every like almost 2 hours. So if I waited for the ferry, I would have missed the opportunity to come back to the campground and meet up with Kyle and Olivia of Driving and Vibing, and Tom and Kate of The Mortons on the Move, which are both of them are two other YouTube channels, and they are also members of that RV Nomads movie that came out about a month ago, and I really wanted to meet up with them, and I got to interview them, Kyle and Olivia, and I'm gonna put the interview with The Mortons on the Move next week. And that was almost the end of the trip as I started winding down. And then as I entered Florida, I wanted to see some of the damage of Hurricane Michael, which came in almost 2 months ago. And let me tell you, when I arrived in Mexico Beach, I had never seen anything like it. I put a brief video earlier this week on my YouTube channel. It's like total devastation. So impressed. I was so impressed. I had never seen anything like that. And I went through Andrew here in Miami in 1992, and I've seen the damage of Irma in the Florida Keys. But this was like some kind of devastating force just went through this small town in the panhandle of Florida, and it was supposed to be one of these old Florida looking towns, and I don't know, all I know is gonna take a miracle to rebuild that place, but I know they will. And then from there I continued on the panhandle. I always wanted to see the towns of Apalachicola and Carrabelle, and I mean, they're very small towns. This is called the Forgotten Coast of Florida, and for good reason, because it's not very developed tourism wise. And anyways, Apalachicola and Carrabelle, they are not beach towns. It's more just like a fishing communities. Kind of. And then from there I continued into inland Florida. And I wanted to visit Cedar Key, as I said, but there was just no time. Drove through Ocala, had lunch with a viewer, Eric O, which is a chartered member of our Patreon community here. And then I ended the day back where I started, in the Space Coast, with Bob and Cheryl, and with the idea of going on the next day to see the space I keep calling it the space shuttle. I'm showing my age here. The SpaceX launch, of course, it was canceled, but I got to see it on the next day. I put a nice video of it yesterday, so check that out. Anyways, without further ado, let's do the interview with Kyle and Olivia of Driving and Vibing. Very nice couple from Fairhope, Alabama, and they've traveled all over the country, and they're a nomadic couple. And right now, they're in the process of rebuilding, pretty much from scratch. They just got the shell originally of an Airstream Argo Sea from like this, if memory serves, from 1972 or something like that. So it's a vintage shell, but I think everything inside they are building from scratch and with the latest technology, lithium batteries, solar, all kinds of good stuff. So let's do the interview. All right, here we are with Kyle and Olivia, Driving and Vibing. Finally got to meet you guys.
We're so thrilled. Yeah, we're glad you made it down to Alabama.
I know we've been following each other on YouTube for a while, and I'm very glad I finally made it to Alabama, because it was one of those states that for some reason I had skipped so many times.
Yeah, for good reason.
Just I was always on my way somewhere else, and to get out of Florida, you kind of have to go through here. Yeah. But I'm really, really glad that I'm here. I'm really glad I got to meet you guys. And to meet you guys. Sometimes you might mispronounce
a thing.
But anyways, just for the people who don't know, how did you get started in this nomadic lifestyle?
It all started when our friend took a trip for me and kind of inspired me to see that, oh my gosh, our friends took a month-long trip, saw all these beautiful national parks. I want to do that, but I don't want it to last a month.
Yeah, and I think for me more so, I was following these families traveling in vans across South America, and just I was seeing people living this full-time RV lifestyle, and I thought it just sounded so amazing and liberating. And kind of on a walk one day, we were just talking about these things and how cool it sounded and how we wished we could do something like that, and we couldn't come up with one reason why we couldn't do it. So kind of at that point, we made a decision that, like, in a year's time, we want to save, we want to buy a rig, and we want to plan to hit the road. Try it out, at least. See if we like it.
Yeah. And what are you traveling in right now? I think you're kind of in between rigs at the moment, but maybe tell us a little bit about your...
We are living full-time in our 16-foot 1980... fiber stream. Now, this is what we launched in three years ago.
And it's a molded fiberglass travel trailer, kind of like a Scamp or Casita. But it's a very small, like, family-owned company in California. Mm-hmm. They only made them for, like, 10 years.
Yeah.
And it kind of really spoke to us at the time. And the reason we chose that rig was because we had a Ford Ranger, and we didn't want to get into too much debt and have to buy a new travel trailer and a new truck. So we're like, what can we tow with this thing? And we ended up with a 16-foot travel trailer.
And we wanted something unique as well. You know, that's what really led us to it. So we thought that was pretty cool.
We love vintage things. Yeah. And we had an Etsy shop when we hit the road. That's how we funded our travels. And we sold antique maps and prints and just all of this kind of cool, like, old stuff. And so it was kind of fitting that we got this vintage travel trailer.
But now you are in this major undertaking. You are building a new home, basically, almost from scratch.
Yep.
More from scratch
vintage
than we wanted. But we anticipated the 1979 Airstream Argosy renovation to be a big project. It turned out to be a lot bigger than we expected. But our timeline is staying relatively on track. We're hoping that after a year's time, it'll be completely built up from the ground, really.
And mainly because we didn't expect to remove the shell from the frame completely. But when we got in there and saw some of the rust damage to the frame, it needed some sandblasting and some welding done. And it would just be way easier to get our subfloor in and repair the frame if the shell was off. So we actually kind of roped the Mortons in to helping us completely build out this structure and support to lift off the shell from the frame. And that set us back probably a few months from our original timeline.
And the Airstream gods were not happy that we removed the shell from the frame, so they demanded the Mortons come back and put it back together with us. So that's why we are all here together.
Yes, but I didn't say anything, but the Mortons are also here. and you've been working on this together for a long time, and Tom is like an electronic genius here. So I'm sure he's gonna hook you up with
anytime we are ever near them again, they have a free door to the Airstream for free meals, dinners, anything.
Always an open door. If you were here any longer than a day, we'd probably put you to work, too.
Yes, most definitely. So it's a good thing you're leaving tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm leaving tomorrow. No, I'm just actually, I can't wait to see the Airstream. So next time I come this way, I definitely want to see it. And it's great that you're going to... Are you putting any technology into it besides...
We're definitely trying to make it like the most modern Airstream possible. Yeah. There will be a lot of upgrades along the way. We'll start out more basic, but our whole battery system and solar system will be pretty comprehensive for us, you know, going from what we did come from.
Yeah. We'll have 500 amp hours of lithium batteries. We'll have a hybrid inverter. We'll have a color screen that tells us how the whole system's operating all the time.
Yeah.
We'll probably have a Wi-Fi or a Wii Boost or some sort of cell booster in there.
It'll be set up to go completely off-grid.
Most definitely.
That's our goal.
Yeah.
Since you're starting from scratch, might as well make it as modern as possible.
Yes. Yeah.
Now, you've traveled all over the country. Any place that strikes you in particular as your favorite?
Multiple, but for sure.
We have favorite places for different things. So we love like all of the boondocking out in the southwest in the desert. I love just being out in the desert and going to sleep and hearing the coyotes outside in the distance and seeing those sunrises and sunsets off of the mountains and them just turning pink and purple. But I also love like the Badlands too. That was an epic boondocking spot. We had a beautiful spot in Glacier, like right outside of Glacier National Park. I mean, Colorado. I can't choose. It's so hard.
And I mean, the state of Utah is probably my most favorite state there is, just because of the diversity there. But it would be so hard just to pick one favorite spot overall. So we like about 25% of the USA is our favorite.
Okay.
We love the whole USA, really. But as far as the most epic spots, there are so many of them.
And what's any travel plans for the near future? I mean, you have to finish your story first.
Yes. Oh, we hope it is in the near future, though, once I get out of here.
So our maiden voyage in the Argosy will be heading to the southwest first and working our way up the west coast to do Alaska next year. So that is like our big trip in the Argosy.
Yeah, that's like almost like a rite of passage for an RVer just to do the trek.
Yes, so we're going to really test our craftsmanship.
We hope that we don't have to do a whole new renovation once we get back from Alaska with it. So
build it strong, because I hear some of the roads can be a little sketchy sometimes. Well, it's been great chatting with you. I finally get to meet you guys, which is
us to meet you as well. We've caught up on live chats before, but
by the way, I forgot to ask you, you are fellow musicians as well.
Oh yeah.
Have you done anything? Well, I know you're playing here in the in the Alabama.
Yeah, I've got Alabama, Florida. Yep.
Yeah.
So, but we also released a CD last year. Is when we released
it. That's right. I remember.
Yeah, and I mean, Kyle's been a full-time musician for how many years now?
It's been probably like 6 years off, 7 years on and off, maybe more than that. It's been a lot.
And so I guess he kind of rubbed off on me a little bit because my first venture into musical anything was that album. That was the first time ever singing in front of Kyle or putting myself out there that way. So it's been fun to kind of find my voice and explore this new creative outlet that I had never tried before.
And it's been fun because I think, similar to some of your experiences, we've really been inspired by the places we've been in. And to be able to have a creative outlet that's, you know, like music, has really given us, you know, a different way to look back on it and to remember it.
Yeah, it's just documenting those memories and really being able to remember our feelings and emotions and everything that was going on when we were in that certain place. So it's kind of a cool different way to document it. We have our YouTube channel, but this way is a little bit more sentimental, I guess.
And are you selling those the music anywhere? Are you on Spotify?
Oh yeah, we are.
Pretty much everywhere. Yeah. Spotify, iTunes.
How can people find you?
Drivinandvibin.com. No G's.
Yeah. Drivinandvibin, and that's your YouTube channel as well.
Yeah. Everything. Just
all
type it in.
Yeah.
Hopefully you'll find it.
So check them out, everybody, and they have travel videos and how-to videos and interviews and all kinds of cool stuff out there.
Well, cool. Yeah. It's been awesome meeting you again. So I'm really glad you made it to Alabama.
Yeah. Thanks for chatting with us tonight.
No, you're welcome. Thank you.
And that was Kyle and Olivia of Driving and Vibing. I hope you have enjoyed the interview. And once again, I apologize a little bit for the audio quality because we use the microphone on the video camera because this is a video interview and I'm going to put that on my YouTube channel soon. I'm not going to put it simultaneously with this because, to be honest, I haven't had the time, but I will. And you still have, by the way, talking about time, you still have time to order my CD and my stickers. I intend to have more stock in time for the holidays. They haven't arrived yet, but they're going to arrive any day now, probably sometime mid next week. And I'll ship them right away. Just go to freemyrv.com. And there you can get the CD, some stickers, and also some apparel. I have some t-shirts and hoodies and all that good stuff. As you know, all this music is the music that I compose myself for all my YouTube videos. And you can have it for the holidays. Also, very soon here, I'm going to be reviewing a GPS unit, an RV GPS unit by Rand McNally, and I'll let you know all about it when I do review it, although it is a unit courtesy of Techno RV, and as you know, I am an affiliate with Techno RV, so if you want to get any technology products for your RV before going to Amazon or going anywhere else, go to my link travelingroberts.com/technoRV and check them out because they have like the best support in the industry. They have tutorial videos on installation and all that stuff, and they have better instructions that what actually comes with the products. And if you actually have any question about it, they're just a phone call away. So check them out. And that's all I have for you this week. As always, thank you so much for listening and see you on the road.